Hi, Paul Sack. It's Good News Planet. I'm here with Esther Veracruz Bavontin.
You got it.
I got it. I got yes. it. I did it. I don't know. I don't know how I did it because you just mentioned it to me. Said it to me. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are
okay.
you?
Okay. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
All righty. So you're from Spain.
Yes. From Madrid.
Madrid. Oh, we love Madrid. And we just met you at the Vivec Flamenco show. And you were one of the performers. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was such a great experience.
Okay. Why was it such a great experience?
Honestly, because it was live music, and that makes such a difference when you're dancing in a show with people there. The energy just goes back and forth, and it makes such a difference.
Uh-huh.
So that's why.
So, and it was a great audience, right?
Yeah, and the audience was very close. So that also, you can feel the energy from the audience too. So it was amazing. It
so
was
tell really us good. A little bit about your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Spain until I was 18, and I moved around. I was traveling with a circus in Spain. I did ice skating since I was 8. So then after I quit ice skating into a competition, I went to shows like Mamma Mia, Aladdin on Ice, and things like that. So I got to travel a little bit in Spain. Then I decided to move here because I just wanted to improve my dancing, my musical theater career, because I also studied musical theater in Spain. And that's what I've been doing, basically, just keep improving, finding new gigs, new people to dance with or to learn from. So, yep, that's what I've been doing, basically.
So tell us about this ice skating. I like ice. I love ice skating. In fact, I was mentioning to Eva, who's working here, we're actually shooting the camera, along with Abu, that Frozen, you know, this show,
the movie
Frozen,
yeah.
right? that I went to see Frozen on Ice. Okay.
Right. That has been something.
A very successful show. Mm-hmm. And so were you ever in like those kinds of shows when you were doing ice skating, or were you in competition, or what degree?
I started competitions from like 11 to 16. I was actually second in Spain, the silver medal in Spain.
Wow.
So I didn't get to go to Olympics and stuff like that, but I was pretty good in Spain, which is awesome.
I love ice skating.
It's beautiful. That's how I got in touch with dance, actually. I was an ice skater first, but we would have dance classes and like trainings with people. We would train every day, a lot of times, and we would go to competition at least once a month everywhere in Spain. So I got really good at that level, and we would also do shows, sometimes just like a showcase at the end of the season, or sometimes just all over the Spain. And then when I was 16 and I kind of quit competition, then is when I went into actual shows like Aladdin on Ice with the circus or Mamma Mia. So where I got to dance, and I didn't get to sing though, which I love singing. But I got to dance, to ice skate, of course. I was the lead in Aladdin. I was the lead like in the ice ring, and the circus was amazing. It was big. It was in Las Ventas, which is the bullfighting place, the main bullfighting place in Spain. So, and it would get crowded every single day. It was beautiful.
All right. Wow, this is very good. I mean, Mamma Mia and Aladdin are great, great shows,
yeah.
right? And so, and they had great casts. They were mostly all Spanish from Spain.
And Mamma Mia on Ice was champions on ice. So that means a lot of people that retired already from ice skating, like big celebrities, were in this show with me.
Uh-huh.
So it was some people from Spain and some people around the world.
So here now, and I know you said you love singing, and actually I think we were going to interview you a couple of days ago when you had singing lessons. So you work at singing. You also are probably in that. So what kind of singing do you do?
I love musical theater. So that's why I take voice classes, in order to be able to dance and sing at the same time, basically. So I just take classes to get ready for auditions and things like that. And I love to sing to Disney songs because
uh-huh.
I love Disney. And then I sing all type of music from musical theater and a little bit of rock, pop. Because they want you to do everything in this country. You have to be completely versatile.
You do. Ah, la, 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 la. So if you would sing something now, what would you sing? If you had to sing something, if you wanted to sing something.
Proud of Your Boy, which is one of my favorite songs from Aladdin. But Aladdin sings this song to his dead parents, so that's what I would sing.
Aha. Uh-huh. So actually, I interviewed Aladdin, the original Aladdin. I've interviewed him. I interviewed the genie. The Genie?
The Genie.
The Genie. That's who I interviewed. He's somewhere on Good News. So what's the name of that song?
Proud of Your Boy.
Proud of Your Boy.
Yeah.
And what's the thought behind that song? I didn't see a lot of it.
He literally wants his parent to feel proud of him, basically. That's the whole meaning. And I really relate to that song, because I feel that everyone wants parents' approval, and you really want your parents to be really proud of you and to like what you do. And I think when you're an artist, you can don't follow the path that everyone kind of follows, and sometimes your parents get disappointed because of that. And so you kind of have to prove yourself that you're good enough, and you want to prove them that you can make it, you know? So,
yeah, sure.
So that's a little bit of my story, and I think that's why I really relate to that song.
But how does that song go? I don't know. I don't know that song. How does it go?
Let me think about the lyrics. You want me to sing for real? Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes, if you want to.
I will.
Yeah, good. Great. Thank
proud
you.
Proud of your boy. I'll make you proud of your boy. Believe me, but as I've been ma, you're in for a pleasant surprise. I've wasted time, I've wasted me. I forgot that I was a little bit.
Oh, that's enough. That's
good.
That's great.
Enough.
Hey, that's great. That's really wonderful.
You put me in this point in a very bad way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take it all back. No, but you're beautiful. You're a great singer. You're really wonderful.
Thank you.
No, that's very special. I'm a musician, so I'm going to soon play, and then maybe you can do some flamenco.
Sure, that I can do.
All right, good. So, you know what? I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to play, and they're going to put that in here. Okay, yeah, we're going to do it
right now.
Okay,
sure.
All right. Thank you.